It's Hollywood Update. Hollywood Update. Hollywood is swinging. Swinging. Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well.
Are you going to watch the Grammy tonight?
The Grammys.
I mean the Grammy, not...
Oh, the State of the Union.
The State of the Union.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It'll be really fun.
I am totally looking for... Normally, I don't look forward to these kinds of things, but I'm looking forward tonight. And I think the Grammy was on my mind because I know that's what we were talking about.
That's right.
Anyway, let's get to that. There was a Grammy award show 2018. When did this happen?
Sunday night.
Okay, and... Let's have it.
Okay, so the Grammys was actually held in New York City this year in Madison Square Garden. It's usually in L.A. This is the first time in 15 years that they held it in New York City. And it was hosted by James Corden from The Late Late Show on CBS. He has that really fun skit, that carpool karaoke thing that always goes viral. I was looking forward to him hosting. I thought it actually ended up being a little bit flat. He played it a little too safe with the jokes. And usually he's pretty good at being funny and apolitical, but he just didn't really go for it very much. So that was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Anyway, the ratings were not good.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask about the ratings. What happened?
So according to Variety, in the 18 to 49 demographic, that really key demographic, the telecast hit an all-time low. And the total viewers came to 19.8 million, which is the lowest number since 2008. And it's a 24% drop from last year.
Wow.
Which is... like massive. It's
Why do
really,
you think
really
that
big.
Is?
I personally think it's possibly because the average American is really tired of political speeches being made during entertainment awards shows.
So too. Yeah.
You know, we had the Golden Globes not that long ago, and it seemed like every acceptance speech was a campaign for Congress or president or something. So I think that may have fed into it a little bit here.
I totally agree with that. When you hear politics all week. When you go to a movie or you watch an entertaining show, you don't want to hear about politics. You want to just kick back and be entertained.
Exactly.
Why don't they understand this? They're getting the rating, low ratings, and people are making it clear, I don't want to hear this. Why is it that they don't grab a hold on to it?
That's an excellent question, and maybe this will start to kick in for them once, you know, if this is a consistent thing, people stop showing up.
Mason, so who were the big winners?
All right, Bruno Mars was definitely the biggest winner of the night. He took home Album, Record, and Song of the Year for his 24 Karat Magic album, including the single That's What I Like. And then Kendrick Lamar, the rapper, won 5 of 7 awards he was nominated for, which is pretty darn good. The one who really got snubbed during the awards ceremony, I have to say, is Jay-Z.
Oh, good.
He had the most nominations. The most.
Really?
Of anyone. 8 nominations. He took home 0.
Good.
Especially after that little political back and forth with the president this weekend. Yeah, that didn't bode well for him.
Right on.
So he was at the ceremony and
Was Beyonce there too?
She was there. Their firstborn was there. They were all there.
So I wonder, he gets all these nominations and they win nothing. How do you get up and hold your head up high and walk out of there?
And it's also kind of a gut punch because he was honored by Clive Davis. That's kind of the whole thing where he made that ridiculous comment about the president. He was just honored that weekend for like some huge icon award or something or other. And then, 0 of 8.
Who vote for the nominees?
It's a combination of like peers, like other musicians. Oh. And I don't know if it's the fans or the people in the recording industry.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we have a couple of sound bites?
We do. So, bringing back to did politics show up in this awards show?
Yes.
It did. Thankfully, it wasn't like every acceptance speech like the Golden Globes. Like, I don't know if it's because they only give them a little time to speak, but there wasn't a lot in that. That said, it was elsewhere. For example, they were wearing, a lot of the stars were wearing white roses on their clothes, like little lapel type thing. And this was for the so-called Time's Up, like anti-sexual harassment movement. So continuing on from the black dresses they wore at the Golden Globes, this was the music industry's way of saying time's up.
Amazing.
And they did have a little thing about that during the ceremony. Thankfully, it wasn't constant. It wasn't just over your head all the time. And then what we had was singer Camila Cabello. She is a Cuban-Mexican singer. She's gained a lot of popularity, and she got up there and gave a full one-minute speech on Dreamers and DACA because she's an immigrant. So we have a little sound from that.
And here's that. This is from CBS.
Tonight, in this room full of music's dreamers, we remember that this country was built by dreamers, for dreamers, chasing the American dream.
Not true. He's lying.
I'm here on this stage tonight because, just like the dreamers, my parents brought me to this country with nothing in their pockets but hope. They showed me what it means to work twice as hard and never give up. And honestly, no part of my journey is any different from theirs. I'm a proud Cuban-Mexican immigrant born in Eastern Havana, standing in front of you on the Grammy stage in New York City. Thank you. And all I know is, just like dreams, these kids can't be forgotten and are worth fighting for.
So she's not a proud American. Is she illegal?
As far as I could tell, they went through the front door, she and her mom. I actually read a little account that she wrote for a magazine. I forget which magazine. And she describes how, I believe she was 5 years old, and she and her mom came to this country. And it sounds like they went through the front door, as far as I was able to tell. And also, it sounded like her parents were legitimately people who worked extremely hard. Like, they took advantage of the opportunities in a good way in this country, taught her work ethic and all that good stuff. I just think she just doesn't understand that not every immigrant is legal or is going to add to the country. And some of them, and a good number of them, are committing crimes and things like that. They're not held accountable. They're not paying tax money, anything like that.
I thought it was interesting. She said she's a proud Cuban Mexican or something like that. But she didn't say American.
That's a good point, too. Yeah, absolutely.
And the next one is?
All right. The next one, we have U2 gave a performance, and Bono, the lead singer, chose to go after the president. We had covered a few weeks back an interview that Bono did with Rolling Stone where he was slamming Trump, and he felt like he needed to go after it again in this performance.
And this is from CBS as well.
So he was referencing that S-hole countries comment. And then also, I guess, doing some sort of a bad quoting of the Bible, blessed are the arrogant or something.
Amazing.
He's trying to make some oblique reference there. I don't know. He couldn't just perform, finish his song.
So he said, welcome, S-hole countries.
Yeah, he said something like, you built America, or people like you built America, or something like that.
Amazing.
So I don't know. Are we watching the DNC here? I'm confused.
I'm telling you. It sounds like you're at the DNC
convention
or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then the most over-your-head reference was they got together a bunch of these singers and some more people besides singers, but celebrities, and they pretended to audition. You remember that book that came out recently, Fire and Fury,
yes,
by Michael Wolff, that has been debunked, and everybody has cast doubt. Everybody and their mother has cast doubt on this author's credibility.
Yep.
Well, CBS, the Grammys, took it upon themselves to include a bunch of celebrities pretending to audition for reading this book as like a spoken word album Grammy. So we have that.
Okay. This is from CBS as well.
Trump did not enjoy his own inauguration. He started to get angry and hurt that stars were determined to embarrass him. I definitely wasn't there.
Cut. Spoken word, Cardi B.
If Trump was not having his 6:30 dinner with Steve Bannon, then more to his liking, he was in bed by that time with a cheeseburger. Why am I even reading this shit? I can't believe this. I can't believe that he really, this is how he lives his life.
So that was Snoop Dogg was and Cardi B, two rappers. Yeah, it was like a little pre-film skit. Yeah, exactly. It's
and then Hillary Clinton was there as well. Let's get
she
to
made
that
a cameo.
Before
this,
we run out of time here. This is interesting.
Stand by. Take one.
He had a longtime fear of being poisoned. One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming, and the food was safely pre-made.
That's it. We've got it. That's the one.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
The Grammys in the bag?
In the bag.
Poor Hillary.
She didn't look too good in that clip, did she? It wasn't very flattering.
They don't realize what they're doing to themselves by acting out like this. They're not doing themselves a favor at all.
Just making it so one-sided, too. The DNC convention, they should rename it. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Amazing stuff, Kelly. Good reporting. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.